Topic 9 discusses the pre-competition psychological checklist, which indicates how an athlete feels immediately before competing. The pre-competition psychological checklist was developed as a tool for measuring the feelings and appraisals of an athlete immediately before a contest. It is meant to be the last objective assessment technique that can be used before an athlete competes. It comprises symptoms and scales. Before you on the web page are the 24 symptoms. 23 are specific, the 24th is a general catch-all. 4 scales are included with the tool. The pre-competition psychological checklist is specifically intended to analyze how an athlete feels at a particular time. Each symptom and scale has to be assessed independently. To combine items to produce a score would cause specific information to be lost with a subsequent loss in for the tool. The pre-competition psychological checklist measures the state of an athlete at a particular time. Initially, the checklist contained many items, but developmental procedures indicated that more than 16 items should be deleted from the prototype. Almost all the items removed embraced interpretive feelings, such as anxiousness or excitability. It appeared that subjects could not interpret those vague labels of psychological states in a reliable manner. What remained were categories of symptoms. 7 items assessed feelings: cannot be bothered attitude, drowsy sleepy feeling, feeling of being alone, feeling of weakness, inadequate attention to preparation, impatient feeling, and aggressive feeling towards others. 8 items indicated physiological reactions: I've cried a little, some shaking and trembling, poor movement coordination, trouble seeing and remembering, I have vomited, I have diarrhea, I've urinated frequently, and I've had frequent bowel movements. 2 items indicated symptoms of physiological arousal: nervous and butterflies in the stomach. The 6 final specific items indicated features of an athlete's appraisal for the impending contest: lack of confidence, do not feel well, I do not feel that I will be able to perform well, very confident, cannot take the competition seriously, and frightened. The other option was retained, although it is seldom used. The result of this developmental procedure meant that the pre-competition psychological checklist was valid and reliable for indicating some of the states and feelings that athletes experience before competitions. The pre-competition psychological checklist has a utility for both team and individual sports. The items included are relatively universal in their feelings and states. The checklist has developed to be a consistent device for indicating the feelings and sensations experienced by athletes immediately before contests. The pre-competition psychological checklist does not only contain a list of descriptive items to be checked. It incorporates an excitedness scale that was originally intended to measure arousal. It is now interpreted to indicate the excitedness of the athlete, that is, a combined state of physiological and psychological arousal. Other scales have been added. Estimation of winning was later altered to be an estimation of success. Importance of event and control over distractions were also added. These scales were subjected to validity and reliability assessment with the same rigorous standards as were accorded all other features. The checklist provides an opportunity for the athlete to rate the self-perceived standard of performance after a contest is completed. This allows the possibility to relate performance standards to items on the checklist. The pre-competition psychological checklist requires an athlete to check pre-competition symptoms and to assess his or her state on 4 scales. The completion does not appear to be disruptive for an athlete if it is used as a regular part of an athlete's pre-competition preparation procedures. It has been used in all standards of competitive settings, including world championships. It provides information about how an athlete feels at a particular time immediately before a competition. That knowledge can be used to implement crisis management therapies to alter undesirable states. This means that it should be possible to initiate actions that will alter the psychological states of athletes even up to the final few minutes before competing. The success of such interventions will be determined by the skill of the coach. The checklist provides valid and reliable information upon which decisions to intervene or not intervene can be made. It should be noted that the pre-competition psychological checklist was originally designed to measure arousal. The items or symptoms, as they are often called, were to indicate the underlying sensations that accompanied the quantitative value of arousal. However, it has been found that the analysis of arousal, that we call excitedness on this scale, is in itself insufficient for the prediction of performance or a complete understanding of an athlete's pre-competition psychological state. The symptoms and the measurement scales, when combined, provide a much more comprehensive understanding of an athlete than does a single quantitative measure of arousal. This completes part 1 of topic 9.